news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It was a busy Wednesday on Capitol Hill, beginning with the House Republicans ousting Liz Cheney from her leadership position because she dared to criticize the former president for his false claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him. And it was done in the most cowardly of ways, by voice vote. MSNBC's Chris Hayes.
They did a voice vote because they were afraid of their votes being on the record. And they did not do a secret ballot because they were afraid they might not win the vote. So now there is no written record of how the Republican members of the House voted. It was not in public, but as I mentioned, in the auditorium of the Capitol basement, and it was done in 20 minutes or so. New York Times reporting that some members missed the vote because they were arriving to the meeting when it broke up. It all happened so quickly.
Liz Cheney remained defiant on the way out of the chamber where the vote was held.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution.
For his part, Trump celebrated Cheney's removal, issuing a statement calling her a, quote, bitter, horrible human being. Takes one to know one. After the Republicans canceled Cheney, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer went to the White House for a meeting with President Biden. After the two-hour sit-down, the Republicans went to the microphones, where McCarthy showed off his gaslighting prowess.
I don't think anybody is questioning the legitimacy of the presidential election. I think that is all over with. We're sitting here with the president today.
What? Oh, boy. That statement came 4 months after McCarthy and 146 other Republicans voted to overturn election results in several states that Trump lost. And Trump and lots of his sycophants in Congress continue to falsely insist that the 2020 election was stolen. There were also a couple of very important and contentious hearings. The House Oversight Committee's hearing on unexplained delays and unanswered questions about the Capitol riot brought former acting defense secretary under Trump, Christopher Miller, making his first public statements since January 6th. And he, too, demonstrated his gaslighting skills, actually blaming the media for the events of January 6th.
I want to remind you and the American public that during that time, there was irresponsible commentary by the media about a possible military coup or that advisors to the president were advocating the declaration of martial law. I was also very cognizant of the fears and concerns about the prior use of the military in June 2020 response to the protests near the White House.
Miller did manage to slip in one detail that should prove damning in any prosecution of the former guy. Trump's acting defense secretary admitted that the president ordered him to protect the demonstrators, not the members of Congress.
And Trump on the 3rd of January concerning some international threats. And at the very end, he asked if there were any requests for National Guard support. And I informed him of Mayor Bowser's request.
Mr. Miller, to clarify that point, did you tell the president about the mayor's request or did President Trump ask if there were requests?
He asked if there were requests.
What was the president's response to you with regard to the request made by Mayor Bowser?
Fill it and do whatever was necessary to protect the demonstrators that were executing their constitutionally protected rights.
But Miller wasn't the only gaslighter in that hearing. A handful of Republican members of Congress used their time to defend the actions of those who stormed past security barricades and broke into the Capitol with the intent of stopping the affirmation of Joe Biden's election victory. In order of appearance, in case you were wondering, are Congressmen Paul Gosar, Jody Heiss, and Pat Fallon.
It was Trump supporters who lost their lives that day, not Trump supporters who were taking the lives of others.
So was January 6th an insurrection, or could it be more accurately described as a mob of misfits?
There was no insurrection, and to call it an insurrection, in my opinion, is a bold-faced lie. Watching the TV footage of those who entered the Capitol and walked through Statuary Hall showed people in an orderly fashion staying between the stanchions and ropes taking videos and pictures. You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
A normal tourist visit? Wow. And in one of the most ridiculous moments of that hearing was the statement from Andrew Clyde of Georgia.
My constituents demand answers, but the truth is being censored and covered up. As a result, the DOJ is harassing peaceful patriots across the country.
Let's let that one sit for just a moment, shall we? Meanwhile, over in the Senate, Attorney General Merrick Garland testified at a hearing on domestic extremism. He called the insurrection the most dangerous threat to democracy, and he also singled out what he said he believes is the most persistent lethal threat to our country.
The intelligence community, in a report drafted by DHS, the FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center, under the auspices of the Director of National Intelligence, assessed that domestic violent extremists pose a elevated threat in 2021. And in the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat we face comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Stop hoarding gasoline. Coastal Pipeline finally announced the launch of the restart of its operations Wednesday night, this following a six-day shutdown caused by a ransomware attack. This means that shortages and long lines at the pumps are coming to an end, but it will take several days for service to get back to normal. Meanwhile, President Biden on Wednesday signed an executive order intended to boost the government's cyber defenses. This order calls for the Commerce Department to develop cybersecurity standards that will apply to companies selling software services to the federal government. This executive order calls for agencies to report breaches within 3 days and for the creation of a board to review serious cyber incidents. The fighting is escalating in the Middle East, where Israelis and Palestinians in Gaza are killing one another. President Biden on Wednesday said that Israel had, quote, a right to defend itself from Hamas rockets, but made no mention of the dozens of Palestinians killed in Israel airstrikes in recent days. Just saying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.